Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
In sports news about football this week, the big news is about baseball. A $700 million contract for a Los Angeles Dodgers pitcher. His name is Shohei Ohtani. He's 29 years old, pitching fastballs at 99 miles an hour. And when not pitching, he's batting at a nearly .300 average. The contract between Dodgers and Ohtani is for 10 years. A question about it is, where will the Dodgers be getting that $700 million? The answer, of course, will be from buying and selling time on television. Another question is, how will his honor, Mr. Ohtani, be spending $700 million? Oh, maybe like Elon Musk or the kings and queens of Europe and the Middle East, lavishing themselves with multi-million dollar yachts for sailing oceans blue. It's hard for me even to imagine the suffering in Gaza and the families from Venezuela hiking through forests and rivers to reach the United States and live through freezing Chicago winters on sidewalks or in tents. It is in no way illegal or even unfair of baseball's owners and players to earn and enjoy the fruits of their labor. But because so many people around the world are suffering and dying of preventable and curable diseases, maybe Major League Baseball can be required or at least asked to please share just a little more of its taxable baseball fortune. Maybe it's time for baseball to give back. I'm Walter Jacobson, and that's my perspective. For more, visit WGNradio.com or download the WGN Radio app.